And welcome, everybody. This is Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Barugian. And you know what? I've got a good show for you today. You know, it's been a wild year. And there are a few people out there that have actually been riding that wild roller coaster, and a few companies and enterprises. And one of them is UCX Tech. And just to give you some full disclosure, I am a founder of that company. And I'm not quite as involved as this guy who I'm going to introduce, Ryan Ripa. He's the vice president of product development. You know, Ryan, you have got your hands dirty, all right? Your fingernails dirty. Every part of this company, you know, on development and everything else. And first of all, you know what? Thanks for joining us today on CloudSense.
Yeah, thanks, Shaq, for having me. It's great to be back.
You know, there's a lot going on in the world, you know, and we've seen businesses that have had to adjust in this whole pandemic, you know, and if they don't adjust, sometimes they'll die on the vine. I mean, it's really a question of survival. And I know that UCX Market has done some interesting things. Talk to the listeners a little bit and tell them about the platform, you know, especially because it's really helped businesses in this environment.
Sure. So, you know, as everyone knows, it's been a crazy year. It's still a crazy year, trying to figure out what to make of, you know, what's going on in the world. But here at UCX, you know, we've been able to work with some of our customers and clients on building out, you know, better ways to help deliver products and services to their customers. And we've really focused in on the reseller channel. And the idea that a lot of these vendors, you know, companies that have products, you know, they have distribution. They have resellers out there in the world, in the field. But with everything going on and in person, not, you know, really, you know, able to happen for sales meetings or introducing to new customers or to new service providers, you know, we've been able to develop a way for our vendors, our customers to deliver those products virtually. And that's what's called the virtual channel.
Well, Ryan, let's get into that a little bit. I want to dig into that only because I think that it's important for the listeners to understand, you know, other than just hearing the term virtual channel, you know, you can tell them maybe about, you know, why it's so important. I mean, what is it that you bring to the table that right now is missing? And it seems to be, you know, and in my mind, and I'm looking at it from 30,000 feet down, it seems like it's a perfect complement to somebody who has got an online shop that needs, you know, a distribution channel or something to that effect. Explain that, because I think that's so important, because that pivot that we've helped, you know, the world overcome in many cases, you know, and we're talking about these verticals that were in desperate need of this solution. You know, explain in detail how it really helps them.
So really it focuses on three key areas, which is marketing, orders, and fulfillment. So the marketing aspect is how can you take your product and get more eyeballs on it? So with an online store with UCX through a virtual channel, we're able to take your products and distribute them through other resellers. So this could be a sales rep, a managed service provider, anybody that's looking to pick up additional services or products they want to promote to their customer base, they're able to do so with a click of a button through UCX. And then from the order and fulfillment side, you know, talking to a lot of customers and people trying to figure out ways they can work with UCX and leverage the platform, we've identified that there's a lot of inefficiencies in organizations, more specifically in their channel sales. So a lot of this is still being done through email, through fax machines, tracking commissions on spreadsheets, distributing pricing sheets with the latest catalog and wholesale pricing. And we looked at it and looked at what we were doing and saying, man, we have like 80% of this covered. How can we kind of repackage some of the things we're doing and make it a viable solution for companies? And that's what we've done with the virtual channel. So essentially you're able to come in, upload your products, push products to different distributors and resellers. You're able to track commissions. You'll be able to understand, you know, where your sales are coming from, where the eyeballs are coming from. And ultimately, at the end of the month, you know, we're going to be able to provide an easy way for you to understand how much you need to be paying out to distributors, how much revenue are going to those resellers. And you don't have to do it anymore on spreadsheets and calculators and sending out paper checks or mailing checks. So this will all be done automatically.
Ryan, there are some 1,000-pound gorillas out there. I'll give you one for example, Shopify. And I guess the real question is, you know, this technology that we're talking about, this virtual channel, is it a competitor to the Shopify's of the world, or is it something that you would see as a complement that they would that a vendor can lay on top of a Shopify type of platform? Explain that a little bit more in detail, because I know people right now are asking that question. They would say, "Well, why would I want to do this if I'm dealing with Shopify?" But it seems like there's a missing link there, and I would love for you to explain that a little bit.
Sure. So we look at Shopify as a complement to what we're doing, or vice versa. We actually look at what we're doing and complement to Shopify. We do have customers that use Shopify for their online e-commerce. They handle sales through Shopify. They do their order tracking, their fulfillment, their shipping, and all those great things. But where we see ourselves being able to fill a void is being able to create multiple, stores or online stores for a reseller channel. So products can live in Shopify. They can be distributed through the UCX platform into dozens, hundreds, thousands of online stores. You just need to create a linked relationship in UCX, which is pretty straightforward. And then any order that's taken place on any of these online stores anywhere is going to come all the way back to Shopify. So now you can track all your distributors, your resellers, your commission percentages, your wholesale rates, anything that has to do with your distribution channel can all be set up and configured with UCX, but ultimately you can still use Shopify as your main hub, as your main dashboard into what's going on in your sales world.
You know, that's such a great way to explain it. You know, right now, and being an entrepreneur myself, I guess I'm faced with a lot of different decisions with different companies, whatever. And there's always the question of pivoting and being agile, you know, and it seems as if the tools and solutions that you guys are creating are really something that helps companies pivot fast when necessary, because if anything, you know, we've learned over the course of the last year here, you know, 2020 has shown us that with this pandemic, if you don't pivot and act quickly, you perish. And you know, it seems like there's a lot there that you're doing by creating opportunities for companies. Get into that just a touch, please.
Sure. And I think, you know, touching on the idea of us being an agile company, that is true. And, you know, in the past, we've implemented different strategies, but really the only thing that is constant is change, right? And the idea that change may be good, may be bad, may be opportunities, may be problems, but having an agile methodology here at UCX has allowed us to be able to listen to the customers, listen to our clients, even to some of the prospects where we haven't been able to win any of the deals. We've been able to take lessons learned and reapply them faster. We try to get, you know, software updates up and out as fast as possible, but structured and have a process in place that we are delivering a quality product, quality software to the end customers. But I think as things like this pandemic, the unknowns that come out of it, you know, we've been able to, you know, understand, you know, where we've been able to fill a void with this virtual channel. We've been able to work with close customers and clients to understand requirements and set up beta tests, beta opportunities with these customers to get features out in the customer's hands, to get feedback, to understand why it's working or what could be better or be great to be able to do something else. And then we've been able to take that feedback and really just drive it right back into the product quickly. So quick turnarounds on a future software release, but you know, having this agile methodology has been able to allow us to jump on those opportunities and seize them.
You know, I call it being customer focused. And I tell you right now, it's probably more necessary now than ever before. Hey, Brian, before I let you go, I got a question, but it's really a two-prong question. Number one, you know, what's in store for UCX Tech over the course of this next year? I know 2020 has just been this phenomenal year for anybody that's in the cloud services company, anybody that's in e-commerce, and I know that that UCX Tech has found themselves right in that sweet spot. But what do they have in store for 2021? And then the second part of that question, and what I'd love to leave you with, is what do you see out there on the horizon? Maybe that UCX Tech isn't involved with yet, but you see as a game game changer in 5 to 10 years. But you know, give me those two. Let's pick Ryan Ripa's brain a little bit here.
Sure. So what's on the roadmap? But I think it helped understand a couple key pieces that have gotten us here. So over the last year, we've had quite a few platform releases, but some of the big major things we've worked on was product configuration to be able to support a wider range of products, variant types of products, multiple options and pricings. We've obviously rolled out the virtual channel, which we've talked through, and we've also introduced a new reseller application. So that's been, you know, pretty critical for us. But, you know, as we head into 2021, which is crazy, it's already 2021. You know, what's on the roadmap? So really focused in on Q1 here. We're expanding our virtual channel capabilities. We're going to be offering automated commission and payout for distributors and resellers. So what does that mean? So, you know, you're a vendor and you have downstream distributors and resellers. You'll be able to set wholesale pricing, commission percentages. Ultimately, these accounts will be able to come onto the platform, be able to link a bank account where they want to receive payouts. And automatically at the end of the month, all the sales will be tallied up, then a report will be generated, and funds will be sent directly to your resellers and to your distributors, you know, put right into your bank account. So
one of the most efficient things that I have heard in a long time, and I would think that everybody out there with that distributor model is listening to it going, that's what I need.
Yeah, I mean, listen, calculators and spreadsheets and mailing checks, it's a thing of the past. And there are plenty of companies that are out there that are still doing it, and they've come up with their own processes to make it as efficient as possible. But I assure you, this is going to be a game changer for anybody that has a downstream network of distributors, resellers, VARs, MSPs, whoever it is. This is going to be a game changer.
I think you're right, especially when you describe it that way. What are you seeing out there, Ryan? You seeing anything that's caught your eye? Because I know you've got a good imagination when it comes to stuff like that. And I'm sure that you've seen some really, really cool stuff that's been passing by. What do you see?
I mean, one of those numbers I keep hearing is the rate of growth in data and storage. We look around and everywhere you go, somebody's got a smartphone, right? And somebody's taking a picture or a video. Well, where's that data going? Where's that being stored, right? And as we keep rolling out new devices with 4-megapixel cameras and higher pixel density, I mean, all that does now is increase larger files, which means more storage, which means more places for this to go. I think anybody that's in in this space is where they need to be. I think data storage is not going. I mean, you talk about the race to zero, but I do think, you know, as this continues to grow, that's big. And I also think security. I think cybersecurity is going to be huge. I think there's some tools, with blockchain that are helping to validate information and validate the authenticity of data. I think as we continue to grow and more gets moved online, which is crazy to think, like how much more can go online, but as we continue to move more information, more data, more company proprietary information, there's gonna need to be a source of truth. So when you think about storage and data and more storage and data and security and blockchain, I think being in that type of space is where you want to be.
You see, folks, that's why I asked to pick his brain a little bit. Ryan Ripa, folks, the Vice President of Product Development for UCX Tech. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. You know what? This is Cloud Sense. My name is Jack Marugin. I'll be talking to you soon. Mm-hmm.